In the strengths wheel section of the training, we're continuing to explore different ways of using the wheel. We started with storytelling, sharing what each part of the wheel looks like in our lives, and then focus our conversation on mobilizing multiple strengths around people. And now we will explore the wheel as a tool to find balance and emotional regulation. Keep this conversation upbeat, matter of fact, and relatively quick paced. This is not a heavy discussion about emotions or emotional disorders. Normalize that we all wrestle with big emotions. These are human emotions, not negative emotions. And we can use the strengths wheel to bring these emotions back down to size when they become overwhelming. These big three emotions are sequenced purposefully. Anger can often be more socially acceptable, so it can help to start with anger, then touch on anxiety, and finish up with sadness. Avoid asking who's depressed or who is anxious or soliciting stories of overwhelming emotion. And if there's time, you can have peer leaders turn to a neighbor and share which of the big three emotions shows up most commonly for them and what helps them navigate that big emotion in a healthy way.
Would you all agree that nobody gets through life without experiencing some ups and downs or wrestling with some stress on a pretty regular basis? When we go through something hard, we often experience emotions that feel big or overwhelming. Of course, there are a wide range of emotions we experience, but we like to talk about these big three emotions, which can be difficult to manage, yet very common when stressed or facing a challenge. And those are anger, anxiety, and sadness. How many of you, when you're wrestling with stress or some kind of difficulty, commonly experience anger, frustration, a quick temper, or irritability? Maybe your jaw gets tight or your fist clench. Yeah. And how many of you, when you're wrestling with something hard, find that it comes out more as anxiety, feeling worried, maybe you get an upset stomach or can't fall asleep at night as your brain just can't seem to turn off? Yeah. And how many of you, when wrestling with something hard, tend to feel sadness? You feel really tired and run down, or maybe even depressed? Yeah. And how many of you feel like you have a nice little smoothie mix of all three? Yeah. These aren't negative emotions. They're human emotions. And no one gets through life without wrestling with at least one of these emotions on a fairly regular basis. We may go through a similar situation, but you might get angry, and you might feel more anxious, and I will get down or even depressed. Everyone is different. When these emotions feel overwhelming, it's important to pay attention to them, and the strengths on the wheel can be a helpful tool in bringing the big emotions back down to a manageable size. We will split into breakout groups in just a moment, and when we check in on mental health, this red section of the strengths wheel, I want you to share which of these big three emotions, anger, anxiety, or sadness, comes up most often for you, and what helps you bring that big emotion down to size. We can use our strengths to find balance and navigate big emotions in healthy ways. Our wheel isn't static, it's always changing.